One of the great stories that we've been able to follow over the last 12 months has been Thomas Randall, who is a young supercars aspirant. We hope that he can make the big time and spend plenty of time at the elite level. But an amazing story after he went through cancer treatment last year. He had a little bit more at the end of last year when we spoke to him. And then he's come out yesterday, Bryce, and he's won. One of the first events back, he joins us on the line. I'm sure he's got a huge smile on his face this morning. Thomas, good morning and welcome back to RSN 927.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back again.
I didn't think you'd be winning anything this quickly. How did it feel to be on top of the podium yesterday down at Simmers Plains?
Yeah, look, I reckon if you had have asked me to hop in one of these cars 3 weeks ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to fit in it. So it was pretty phenomenal. Still sort of pinching myself a bit, just, you know, I was thinking 3 or 4 weeks ago about trying to just get to this event. So to have, just to have been there was a massive privilege, and to win the John McCormick Cup in the end was pretty phenomenal. But I just got to thank all my family, you know, for all their support, my friends, the team, Team BRM, and all my supporters on the car and my personal supporters and sponsors for sticking by me. It's just it's bloody awesome, to be honest.
It was amazing watching it yesterday. Good to see it on Channel 7 too, which was brilliant. Now, in terms of your treatment through December and before Christmas, take us through what you went through. And you said you didn't even think you'd be in the car 3 weeks ago. What have you gone through over the last couple of months?
Yeah, so I got back from the Bathurst 1000, which was sort of mid to late October last year, and then we sort of got stuck straight into it. So had to do a few more CT scans, and then about the middle of November, I had my my second operation. My first one was at the start of 2020, and then that was sort of a complex abdominal surgery. It was about a 7-hour operation. I haven't done any ab work in about 9 to 10 weeks, so I was a bit worried how that was going to go in the car. But after the operation, they sort of said, "Look, we're probably just going to have to do a bit of chemo just to make sure it never returns," which was, I think, was the right decision. I got stuck into that early December, and then I finished my last day of chemotherapy was on New Year's Day. So the next sort of week and a half, I was feeling pretty rough. Just was like a couch potato, and we were in contact with the guys that run S5000 and that run the championship, because they really wanted us on the grid, and I really wanted to be there, but at that point I was I couldn't really do much. I couldn't even walk the dog. So it was really amazing how quickly I was actually able to sort of get back on my feet, and my PT Heath Meldrum really sort of helped me out as well. We got to do got a few sessions in before the round, and it was just great to get back in that car. I didn't really know how I was going to go. I was looking like a beetroot after the first race on Monday. And I was feeling like a bloody beetroot. But yesterday, it was a bit cooler. And after winning the race, I was able to save up a little bit of energy. So, as you normally do after winning a race. But, got to thank everyone for all their support. It's great.
Well, Thomas, we feel a bit guilty calling you at this hour. You should be sleeping in and getting a good rest. But it's quite a phenomenal story, and you've gone into so much detail there. And driving a car is really physically demanding, so you must be feeling really drained today.
Well, look, the S5000, those open wheels that we were driving, they are very physical to drive. There's no power steering. They weigh about 950 kilos, so they're quite heavy for an open wheeler or a wings and splits car. And Simmons Plains, it's the race track. It might be short, but it's extremely busy, and there's no right hand corners pretty much, except for like the little kink into turn one. Every corner is a left hander. So by the end of that first race, my arms were just hanging on for dear life. And they were quite long races, so 25 lap races. And the last race, there were no safety cars. So it was pretty tough, and I think now I've sort of got a bit of a baseline that I know how I responded in the car. That was another reason why I wanted to go down there, just to see if I could actually, hang on. And so there's a lot we can work on now with my, cardio, endurance, and my strength, because all that, really got knocked around after having to go through all that treatment. You're at like a top level of fitness, and then you go through all that and you just get put right back down. So you sort of got to restart all that, but we've got a lot of time now, which is good.
So what's next on the agenda for you, Thomas?
So the next round of the S5000 is late February, which is at Phillip Island. Mm-hmm. So that'll be once again on Channel 7. And then we've got the Bathurst 1000 I'll be doing as a co-driver with Sixford Racing at the end of the late in the year. So I'll be looking forward to that. And like I said, I've got a bit of time yet to get physically prepared for that. So, should be good.
Oh, fantastic. You're one of the best stories over the last 12 months. Hey, quick one for you, because we were talking about petrol and my gauge was on about 5 kilometres and I've got about a 15-kilometre trip into work. Now, as a supercar driver, if your petrol gauge is on 5 k's left and you've got a 20k trip, do you risk it? Do you go for it and think you might break down halfway through, or are you very conservative and you'll fill the petrol up before you start?
Well, it depends. If you know your car well, then you might get away with it. But if you don't know your car, look, I'd probably fill up, especially if you're on the freeway. I mean, the Monash Freeway, as you know, doesn't have many petrol stations around, does it?
No. But we do drive in at about 4 a.m. in the morning, so there's not a lot of traffic, which was good. Well, Zabido, I made it, which was good news for everyone. Hey, Thomas, all the best over the next couple of months. Looking forward to seeing you back in action down at Phillip Island. It's just a fantastic story, and as I said, it was great to watch you yesterday. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.